Reconciliation 2.0 officially moved to the Senate floor today, marking a structural pivot in the U.S. fiscal landscape. While the original, One Big Beautiful Bill, OBBBA, focused on historic tax cuts, this sequel, known as Reconciliation 2.0, is designed as a $140 billion enforcement stick. Lawmakers are now tasked with funding a massive surge for ICE and CBP without unraveling the low tax environment established last year, relying instead on a masterclass in budgetary gymnastics. The $140 billion engine, mandatory funding for ICE and CBP under the Reconciliation 2.0 framework, national security funding is moving from discretionary to mandatory spending. This shift effectively bulletproofs enforcement budgets against future political shutdowns through 2029. Technology and personnel, a massive injection of capital for drone tech and border infrastructure. The accountability layer, for the first time, agencies must meet specific performance metrics to unlock the final tranches of the Reconciliation 2.0 funds. Insulated budgets, by bypassing the annual appropriations process, the bill ensures enforcement stays active regardless of DC gridlock. The offset hunt, how Reconciliation 2.0 affects you, because Reconciliation 2.0 must adhere to the Byrd rule, it cannot increase the long-term deficit. To find the $140 billion, lawmakers are targeting waste and fraud, rather than raising tax rates. Potential offset category probability impact on individual taxpayers' audit efficiency, high increased IRS scrutiny on refundable credits, EITC, CTC, social program reform, high tightening eligibility for SNAP and Medicaid, tariff revenue medium utilizing customs duties to plug the $140 billion gap, tax rate hikes near zero. The majority remains committed to OBBBA tax cuts. The compliance trap in the world of Reconciliation 2.0, the tax, isn't a higher rate, it's a higher standard of proof. Lawmakers are looking to recoup billions by tightening the verification process for refundable credits. For the average American, this means the IRS will be looking much closer at overclaims on credits like the child tax credit. In 2026, a clean return is your only defense against the offsets being debated on the floor today.